This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I am Joe's I'm filling in for the night with Joe. He let Tammy and I take over again. For some reason, he's letting us do that, and it's working out great. Tammy's doing a fantastic job. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com, realside.com. You can check out the chat that's in there. If Facebook Live is working, which, you know, sometimes it doesn't want to bother working, you can check out live there as well. And if you want to call in, you can call in at 855-732-5563. We are going to be talking this hour. I'm going to be talking about squeaky toys. No, sorry. That was my husband just stepped on one of my dog's squeaky toys. We're going to be talking about different news stories. And, you know, when I'm on with Joe, we always talk about news stories, lots of crazy kind of news stories, which seem to come up every single day. But one of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately is, you know, for the past, 2 years now, or year and a half, almost over 2 years, whatever, almost 2 years, the left has been just, everything's against Trump. No matter what Trump does, is bad, evil, impeach, oh my God, resist. But the thing is, what is it they're offering to voters to get their votes? You know, they had 8 years under Obama to actually prove themselves useful to the voters. And frankly, they didn't do it. You know, one of the first things is Obamacare. That's the biggest government failure in modern history, in my opinion, and probably a lot of people's opinions, because it's costing God only knows how many billions of dollars. But it basically redistributed the health care from those who always had it to those who maybe didn't, or maybe paid a little and now get it for free. Free being in quotes here, because obviously nothing's free. Someone is paying for it somewhere. But Obamacare's been a huge point of contention since it was first mentioned, and it never got better. It's intentionally getting worse. And I think, you know, you can do all kinds of analysis on why that is. We, of course, those of us who were against it warned Democrats and warned voters that it would be really, really bad no matter what, but they didn't listen. Some didn't listen anyway. But it's not, it caused health insurance to be more expensive. It caused healthcare costs to rise. You all know this. You don't need me to tell you this or go over this, but Democrats are still standing by it. The same people who voted for it are now, you know, who are in office are now trying to blame Trump and Republicans for somehow making it worse. No one could have made it worse than it already was as originally put into place. It was the Obama administration who added more thousands and thousands more regulations onto Obamacare that made it even worse. So the same people who voted it in, knew it was going to be bad, lied about it, are now trying to blame someone else for their failure. But yet they have nothing else to offer in return. So they have no, you know, they might say, oh, well, you know, there could be some fixes here, there. No, you need to just destroy the whole thing and let the free market run the way it's supposed to, like it used to when more people had health care, not when government started interfering and forcing hospitals to provide free health care for everyone. We used to have other kind of charity hospitals who did that. Doctors worked there. I mean, this is going back hundreds and hundreds of years, not just in the United States, but over in Europe as well. So there's a serious problem with Democrats, because what are they doing to try to make their own mistake better? And it's interesting, because one of the things in the news recently is about President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. And Democrats, as usual, are trying to say, if he is elected, everyone's going to die, because he's going to, you know, get rid of pre-existing conditions or Obamacare altogether or whatever. And granted, Obamacare should be repealed, but they're just out of their minds trying to say that this potential Supreme Court justice is going to have that much power to change something that Congress put into place. You know, you got to remember there's 9 Supreme Court justices. So it's really interesting that that's their big, huge, oh my God, everyone's going to die if he's elected, which, you know, pretty much Democrats' new thing is everyone's going to die if the Paris Climate Accord isn't followed, or, you know, whatever. They make up something new every time they, you know, get triggered, etc. But it's funny also, because at the same time, Democrats are trying to say everyone's going to die if Kavanaugh becomes a Supreme Court justice because of Obamacare is going to be removed completely. It's interesting, because The Hill reported that they're really in a conundrum, because Kavanaugh actually has a really good record. He has lots and lots of cases. His judgments have been upheld by the Supreme Court. He's had hundreds of published opinions that have been cited by other jurists. So the left has a problem. And we'll talk more about that after the break, when we talk about the crazy socialist nutbag from New York City. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com, or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
Okay, go. And we're back. Welcome back to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. Tammy and I are taking over once again. We're taking over the airwaves. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. You can find us chat room on the website where people are listening to the show and chatting about it. Also on Facebook Live. We are here, and we want to know what you have to think. So on the last segment, I was talking about Democrats and how they have nothing to offer, which... Even Democrats, even those of you out there, if there are any of you who are Democrats who are listening to this, you've got to realize the same thing, which is why so many Democrats actually voted for Trump last election. I mean, especially when Hillary was the other choice. But
another prime example of how much the left and Democrats have lost it is this crazy admitted socialist who just won an election in New York. Now, granted, it's New York. It's New York City, no less. But so you can't really expect much from those cities when it comes to this type of thing, especially when very few people actually vote. But this woman, and I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly. I doubt I'll be corrected if I'm not. It's Ocasio-Cortez. She is the young female Democrat who just won against, I think, a 10-term incumbent Democrat in New York. She ran a grassroots campaign. Mind you, only 16,000 people voted for her, but that was enough to have her beat the incumbent. So clearly, not enough Democrats cared enough about the primary to vote for either of them, but they certainly didn't care enough about a long-term incumbent who's probably been sort of screwing them over, too, for the past several years. A lot of Democrats like a lot of the policies of socialism, quote-unquote, but they would never admit that that's what they really are for, because most people hear that term, most people, mind you, not some people, most people hear that term and say, no, they bring up the garlic like it's a vampire, or they bring up the silver bullet like it's a werewolf. No, bad, socialism, bad. See Venezuela for a prime example. But this woman is now calling for occupation of the border, ICE offices, and airports until people, to abolish ICE and stand up against Trump's inhumane immigration policy. Of course, no Democrats ever mentioned that it's not Trump's policy. It is policies from, I think it was under Clinton that the policy was put into place. But that doesn't matter. What's happening now is what's matter. It didn't matter that it happened under the Obama administration, that children and parents were separated. Obviously, Trump has put an executive order in to try to make this not happen anymore, make the process of reuniting parents and children faster. What's interesting is we're finding out, and this crazy left-wing lunatic doesn't mention that, is that there are many children who are being trafficked across the border by these so-called parents, and apparently she still wants human trafficking of these children to occur without anyone trying to check to make sure that these kids are actually with their parents and not with some scumbag who is going to destroy their lives. But to pay no attention to the reality of immigration policies or immigration. And it's interesting. She is calling for the abolishment of ICE, who are the ones who are trying to protect these children from these traffickers. But that doesn't matter. Just abolish ICE. Oh my God, just abolish ICE. ICE aren't the ones who make policy. They're the ones who enforce it. That is their job. Just like police officers. They don't make policy. They are paid to enforce and uphold policy and laws that legislators make. Apparently, this woman, Cortez, does not understand how legislation works. So she's, running around saying that. So that just shows you how much of a nutcase she really is. But she keeps, the left keeps bolstering her and saying, oh, she's so great. But she's kind of proving to be not only crazy, but really kind of stupid. One of the things she said the other day, and this is an article from the Daily Caller, she said that the reason unemployment is low, wait for it, kids, wait for it, is because people are working two jobs. Now, think about that for a second, guys. One person is counted. Not one person, two jobs. One person is one human being. You could work five jobs, you're counted as working, period. They don't care how many jobs you have. That doesn't factor into your unemployment status. You work in one job, you work in two jobs, doesn't matter. But that doesn't seem to be of an understanding of this woman. That's why she's trying to say that unemployment is so low. Now, granted, I totally disagree with the way they represent the unemployment numbers. I think it should still be the actual unemployment numbers, which are a little bit different and typically higher than the ones that the government likes to use as when they claim that unemployment is low. But unemployment is getting better. We're moving into a employee seller market. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But employees are getting a step up now, as opposed to there being so many employees for one job. There's now way more jobs than there are employees to fill them. So it's actually a good thing for those of us who actually work and might be looking for a new job, because under the Obama administration, times weren't so good. But, you know, they never want to bring those kind of things up either. And, you know, it's funny, even, and I'm sure some of you know who this is, that he's kind of, he's another crazy leftist. President Trump likes to call him fake news, quote unquote. Chris Cizilla. He's a editor at large at CNN. Now, when I want to find out certain things, or how crazy some people are, I will go to CNN. I can't quite handle MSNBC because they're just off the hook, unhinged, out of their minds, should be in a mental institution. But when we come back, I'll talk really quick about, to let you know what they're saying about it over at CNN, of all places, saying about this woman and Democrats. And we'll have much, much more, including some crazies wanting to ban meat from their company.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump speaking to reporters as he appeared to say, Russia is no longer trying to meddle in U.S. elections, which contradicts his intelligence chiefs.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S. elections?
Thank you very much.
Let's go.
The president went on to say more about being tough on Russia. At her White House briefing, though, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying no, the president's use of the word no was not a response to the question, but...
The president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Intelligence officials argue Moscow is currently trying to meddle in the upcoming midterms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I am filling in for Joe tonight. He will be back tomorrow. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and much, much more. You can check out the live chat room on the website, or you can check out the live chat on Facebook if Facebook's bothering to work today. So my last segment, I was talking about that crazy socialist from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But it's funny because Chris Cizilla from CNN, it is what it is. Even he's saying, you know what, Democrats should be careful about boosting someone like this up, especially with the things that she's saying, because they risk hurting their own selves as well. You know, like this whole abolish ICE thing. I mean, especially when Trump ran on the immigration issues. And so you're going to go from electing a president who ran on immigration issues, because that is a big issue in this country, to some boosting and backing someone who wants to completely abolish immigration and law enforcement. That's really kind of stupid, just saying. I mean, I hope they still do it. Don't get me wrong. But and then there was another, she was having a conversation about the Middle East, and she was obviously completely clueless. So they're boosting this person up who's a grassroots candidate who doesn't really know what she's doing, only won by 16,000 votes, which is not a lot of people, but they're boosting her up, pushing her nationally. And it's probably going to come back to bite them, which, hey, you know, works for everybody else. So speaking of dumb things, I have to bring this up because Joe actually sent me this and I didn't even believe it. There's a company called WeWork. It's a company that has an office rental company, and they have office rentals all over the world, actually. And they have about 6,000 employees, and they decided that they want to reduce WeWork's carbon footprint
And they are no longer reimbursing any employees for meals that include red meat, poultry, or pork. And they are going to stop serving meat altogether at any company events they have. So, essentially, they are forcing their views on their employees. Now, it's not saying anyone, you know, employees who are working, bringing their own lunch or whatever, have any kind of conditions. But basically, when you're an employee working for them, and you have to eat dinner because you're working for them, on the clock for them, you can't eat what you want. You know, and they're saying that medical or religious allowances are being, you know, they can be referred to, but this is all to change the carbon footprint. Apparently, Man Bear Pig got a hold of the Nimrods that lead WeWork, because this is probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. It's okay, as an individual, you don't want to eat meat because you believe it's going to help the global warming somehow. That's fine. That's your belief. But when you kind of shove it down onto other people, then it becomes a problem. It's a problem when the government does it. And honestly, this is a private company, so they have every right to do this all they want. But what does that say about how they feel about their employees? That they really don't give a rat's behind what these employees may think. You know, some people need to eat meat for medical reasons, right? Or for whatever other reason. But they're basically saying, nope, sorry, you can't. We won't pay for it. So what are you going to get, a steak dinner and maybe put the sides separately so they'll pay for the sides but not the actual steak? I don't know. This is just part of another culture of, we have to ban things even though they're not based on science and we're not based on actual facts, because somehow we're going to make a difference in the whole world. Because there was a report recently that shows that the U.S. has reduced carbon emissions by a lot, more than anyone else in the world, I believe, over the past several years. And it's happening because people are not being forced to do it, but because people are choosing to do it. I'd have to look up the report. I'm sure it has to do with partially for regulations as well, but it doesn't matter because that's not affecting man-made global warming. Alarmists are just making that seem like it's a huge issue so they can keep jobs. But I would think twice about working for a company that does this, because it's kind of disturbing that people who are running this company think this is a real thing and are shoving it upon their employees that they should eat only veggies as opposed to whatever they want. Which leads me into another really, really stupid ban, and I refuse to comply. I am sure some of you have heard of the straw bans and how evil, evil you all are who like to use plastic straws. Did you know you were evil and you're killing the planet? Did you know that? Because I didn't. Because guess what? I not only do I recycle, but I throw them in the trash. I don't throw them on the ground. I don't throw them on the beach. I don't throw them in the ocean. I throw them in my trash or wherever a trash receptacle happens to be. Or I recycle them in my recycle bin. But nope, that's not good enough. These nitwits from Starbucks, and apparently McDonald's is thinking about doing it, to other places around the country, think that banning straws is somehow going to stop that pile of trash that's supposedly floating in the ocean. Now, I don't know about you all, but if there's a pile of trash floating in the ocean. We have, like, big boats and ships and stuff. Can't someone go pick it up and incinerate it? Oh, wait. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? But then, maybe, oh, no, I'm sorry, but then it would get the ozone, and then it would cause a bigger carbon footprint. Are you shaking your head yet, kids? Because that's what most people are doing who are seeing these ridiculous straw bans. And I don't know if any of you have ever tried a paper straw. I have. I can't remember where I was. I can't remember what state it was in, but I had a cardboard-made straw, and I was like, oh, what's this? Whatever. And it was horrifying. Not only did it not last as long as it took me to drink my iced coffee, but it was gross. It got all wet and gooey, and it was just disgusting. It ruined my experience for the expensive coffee that I had purchased. So that's not an alternative. Starbucks is talking about making plastic lids that people will easily be able to drink from instead of needing a straw. But apparently the plastic lids have more plastic than the straws. Duh. But they've been talking about this, and I think it was Starbucks where I have the cardboard straw, which was, like I said, absolutely disgusting. Now, I don't know about all of you, but I don't need a straw for every beverage I have, but when I go to a restaurant and I'm drinking water, I want a straw because I don't know how clean that glass is, which that's bad enough, drinking out of it, right? But, or whose finger, you know, people touch it with their fingers, touch the edge of the glass. Well, how many times are they doing that a day? I mean, I'm not a germ freak. I'm not Monk from that show, whatever that show was, where he was like OCD about stuff like that. But it's just basic, you know, let's try not to get more germs than I need to when I'm out. So I like using straws for my water. I like using straws with my iced coffee. And I don't know where you all are in different parts of the country, but in New England, iced coffee is huge. And we'll be back because I'm going to continue on my straw ban rant. I'm not happy about it. We'll be back on the other side.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are some messed up white people.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Yes, but we're back. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Love that movie. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. He will be back tomorrow. He'll let Tammy and I, the producer, take over again. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and much, much more. You can join the chat room on the website, or you can join the chat on Facebook Live. Share your stories. Tell us what you think. We're having a great time tonight. And I was in the middle of my rant on the straw ban. Now, and I know this all seems like just some little tiny thing, right? But you gotta put your foot down, because all the tiny things add up to all the big things, and they'll chip away at every little tiny thing they can until you have nothing left at all. So I'm putting the foot down on the straws. Well, mind you, I put my foot down on anything government tries to take away from me or tell me how to live my life, but oh, that's a different story. So, you know, one of the reasons they're using, and I was talking about the big trash heat that's
around in the ocean somewhere, and they're talking about litter bugs. One of the articles I read from Morning Call, and they're like, okay, instead of banning straws, why not stop the litter bugs? What a concept. Like, littering is already against the law, right? You can't be throwing trash out the window. You're supposed to throw it in receptacles, take it home with you, throw it in your own trash. But littering is illegal. This is just like the gun control argument. It's the person and their actions that are responsible, not the damn inanimate object. God help us. The left is so insane. They want to ban an object that 98% of us use without a problem, without abusing it, without, well, maybe 97%, but without littering ever. And they want to ban it for all of us. I mean, Seattle is banning plastic straws and utensils at restaurants and bars. Now, really, what are you going to do with takeout? Can you not have takeout anymore? Or do you have to make sure you bring it home to use your own fork and spoon? Or what about if you want to go out and the place doesn't normally have silverware because it's just one of those, like one of those food trucks or something like that? You got to use your fingers now? Or are they going to make up cardboard forks and spoons? I mean, this is how dumb these actual bans are. They're not really accomplishing anything. As a matter of fact, they're accomplishing nothing when it comes into the grand scheme of the world. Nothing. But they're making life much more difficult for not only small business owners who will now have to figure out how to help their customers eat their food or drink their drinks, but they're causing issues for regular people, regular consumers. Like, what am I going to do? Do I go to this restaurant and not actually be able to eat the food because I can't go home right now and I need to eat out, but they won't allow me to use a fork and spoon? Yeah. Okay, that you're getting the insanity of these people now, and we all know Seattle is a bastion of nutbaggery. Santa Barbara, California, once again, Santa Barbara City Council approved a ban on plastic straws. What is this going to do to help the trash heap in the middle of the ocean when you morons won't even send ships out there to get the trash and incinerate the heck out of it so it doesn't exist anymore? What are you people going to do to stop other countries from tossing trash into the ocean and making that trash heap? You're blaming citizens of the United States who pay a fortune in taxes for ridiculous regulations, and we have laws against littering. But yet you're going to blame all of us and make all of our lives a little bit more difficult or more miserable or cost businesses more money because you are morons. That's essentially the bottom line. Now, and here's another thing that these nitwits didn't think about. And this one is actually, this is serious. What about people with disabilities? There are people who have to drink from straws. It's easier. They have some type of disability, whether it's with their hands or with their throats or swallowing or their mouths or their muscles in general. They need to use straws. They need to use straws to drink, even to sometimes eat soup, something like that. What about those people? And what about sometimes the elderly? I don't know how many of you have ever been to a nursing home. They often use straws because they might be weak or they might not even realize where they are, but they need water. Hospitals use plastic straws. I'm sorry, but using cardboard straws in a hospital or a nursing home or for people with disabilities is not going to cut it. So not only are these nitwits on the left banning straws that aren't going to have an effect on the trash heap in the world. They're hurting regular law-abiding, non-littering consumers, but they're actually hurting people who need straws to actually get sustenance in their bodies. But they don't care. Because you know what? These people can't rub two of their brain cells together to think about the ramifications of their narrow-minded, ignorant, propagandized, feel-good, quote-unquote, for bam-bear pig types, legislation. And this is what they do all the time. I'm telling you all right now. I was at Walmart recently. Yes, we have Walmart here. I was at Walmart recently, and they had this big display. And it was these plastic straw holders. They're pretty colors, too. They're green, like neon green, pink, and blue. And all, you know, bright colored straws inside. They were only $2.98. It might be more expensive in places that have taxes, sales taxes, or whatever. But they were only $2.98 in New Hampshire. And you know what I did? Didn't need it. I bought one. Because you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to bring it with me. And if I go to a place that happens to ban straws and I still actually want to eat there, I'm going to bring that in and I'll pop it in the middle of the table and I'm going to look around. And if anyone wants a straw, here you go. They're going to stop me? They can ban themselves from serving straws, but they can't stop me. Well, maybe they could. It's a private establishment. But they might have an uproar from the rest of the people that are there that want a darn straw. And I started, every time I go to the grocery store now, I'm going to buy a box of straws just so I can stock them up. Hey, they might actually be worth some good money later when no one can find a decent straw and no one can have a sip of iced coffee or tea or iced tea that's really good because they have to use a paper straw and it causes them to dribble all over themselves and taste really, really bad. Okay, that was my rant for the evening. I just think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, ever. And the antis, and I say anti in this case, not to mean just anti-Second Amendment, but anti-freedom, adults are responsible to make choices for themselves. You know, if you really don't want people doing something, how about you convince them of why they shouldn't? Show them why this is a bad thing. Tell them not to litter. Not just make it a law, because that is what it is. But tell people, explain, convince people why they shouldn't want to use these things. Why they shouldn't want to use straws, for God's sakes, plastic straws. Don't ban it. What are you telling people? You know better? No, and we both know that. We all know that's not true. So if you guys see a straw ban, you gotta let me know. They're thinking about doing it in a city that's about 20 minutes from me, and you know I'm gonna have a field day with that. I already have one of those glass straw holders that they used to have in the 50s type diners. I've had one of those for years. Oh, and I'm going to keep that thing stock full. And I even share that picture every time someone talks about a straw ban. I just send that to them. I'm not giving up my straws. It'll be over my cold, dead lips. I'll tell you that right now. And so I just think causing a little bit of trouble about it is kind of a fun thing. They'll learn their lesson, because the serious part of this is that there are people who really actually do need to use straws. And by banning straws, whether it's from restaurants or from a city in general, you're hurting these very people who actually need these straws to enjoy life or live life, and in general, live life even. All right, guys, I'm getting ready to go. Joe will be back tomorrow. You can find me at graniterock.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tammy. You're fabulous. And Joe will be back tomorrow. Thanks, guys.